Good. What's going on?
Mate, word's coming through at the moment that the federal government are going to move legislation in terms of putting administrators in.
Into where?
Into the HSE, yeah, East.
They can't.
They seem to think they can.
Who told you that?
Well, you know, you have a pretty fair idea.
Okay. Who told you?
Sam.
When did you see Sam?
I got a phone call yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
and he said they're going to put administrators into.
If we can't resolve the issues in the HSU East, that others
nationally.
No. The East, not the national office.
The federal government can't point administrators into the state registered union.
If they change the legislation.
Well, when are they going to change the legislation?
Well, this is what's being spoken about at the moment.
Well, thanks for ringing me and telling me yesterday.
Well, mate, I've been thinking about it.
So what have you organised today to do about it?
Well, not too much at the moment. They're having a meeting of some of the organisers at the moment.
Why?
To get the word out as to what needs to be done.
Have you told Pete?
I haven't spoken to Pete yet.
Jared, this stinks space. The meeting's at Parramatta, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yep, and you called a meeting without advising the Acting General Secretary having a meeting of the organisers.
Well, some organisers, not all of them.
That's fucking treachery, mate.
Well, it's not meant to be treacherous, Michael.
Well, mate, I'm quite trying to put you into a position in Melbourne of trust. And this is what you fucking do?
Mate, I'm very concerned about where this is going to.
Well, why didn't you fucking ring me?
Because, Michael, I'm taking a range of different views at this point in time.
Well, why don't you talk to the man who's in charge of the place and talk to him? What time's the meeting?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock today, is it?
Yep.
Well, you can expect to fucking see me there.
Okay, good.
Righto. And mate, you've gone about... Why should I trust you about going to Melbourne?
Well, you don't need to trust me about going to Melbourne, mate. I appreciate that.
You didn't tell Pete, you didn't tell Bob, you didn't tell Kerry, you've told fucking Mike O'Donnell, you've told Lockie, you've told bloody Mike O'Donnell he's coming up. You think we're fucking stupid?
No, I don't.
And it's at 4 o'clock at Parramatta.
Yep.
And have you decided to ring any other organisers and ask them their views of the world?
No.
Or are you just going to run this ticket yourself again?
No, at this point in time, it's not running a ticket. It's talking.
Well, why didn't you talk to Peter about it?
Because, Michael, I'm happy to talk to you about that.
Well, you didn't. You've got the opportunity right now. Tell me now.
To raise it with Peter?
Yes.
Why would I... You know as well as I do where Peter's at with everything.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
And why would you then go and call a meeting of select organisers to talk about something that the General Secretary doesn't even know about?
Because I am concerned at the moment as to where things are going to.
Well, why don't you engage him to find out so that he can talk to the lawyers and find out?
Because the advice I am getting is from elsewhere at this point in time, and I am trying to work through that.
Who is the advice you are getting your advice from? That's from Sam.
I'm not getting lawyers or anything.
You're getting Sam's
advice. It's a range of different people.
Yeah. All they know bucket loads about the law, of industrial law.
Yeah. This isn't just about the law at the moment, Michael.
Mate, it is impossible for the federal government to put an administrator into the HSU East. It's impossible.
All right.
How can they do that?
Well, I'm no lawyer, Michael, and if I'm being advised for drawing up legislation, I think I need to be...
But who? The New South Wales government are?
No.
The federal government are?
Yeah.
To put an administrator into the branch?
Yeah.
And that's coming from Sam?
That's what we hear. It's coming from a number of sources, actually.
Yeah, okay. And you didn't have the bloody courtesy to ring me.
It wasn't intended to go... Oh, no, I won't take that.
That's bullshit.
Okay.
It was intent, wasn't it?
made it, well, it's intent about the future of a range of matters. It's intent of the union. It's intent of a range of issues at the moment, and things are building, as you well know.
And I'm not
buying into anything at all, but and I've been there right the way through. But when they're saying to me, we're talking about now putting administrators in.
Well, why didn't you ring me? And I could give you the oil on it.
Well, mate, I took some advice
from
others.
From who, please?
That doesn't matter, Michael.
It does fucking matter, Jared.
Michael, it is my future as well here.
Oh, look, here we go again, mate. Fucking hell. You know, a decision comes down yesterday. I'm not implicated in it one little bit.
No, and I'm not suggesting you are.
But now all of a sudden, fucking administrators are going to be appointed into the union.
Well, this is what, I can only tell you where I'm...
Or are you getting this story? That the ACTU are going to suspend us from the ACTU.
No, I've seen that as well. That's not the story that I'm getting. That's separate to this.
Mate, if you want to blow up the fucking union and split the organisers apart, you've started it right now.
Well,
do you know that?
The intent is not
and
to blow
give, up. And to give Cathy the fucking in that we're all fucking fighting against each other.
Michael, we're not fighting against each other.
Well, why didn't you invite everyone?
Well, because it's not a general open invitation. It's that they're talking to a few people at this point in time.
Well, fucking, there's going to be one more there, and there's going to be a few others there as well.
Fine.
And then, mate, and I want you to answer me. How can I trust you to go on a course of action in Melbourne if you don't engage us at this level in New South Wales?
Mate, I respect that you wouldn't trust me. I respect you wouldn't do that.
Well, what do you want me to fucking do about it, Jared?
Well, mate, if you need Bob to do it, get Bob to do it.
I've had that fucking conversation with you. When, how many fucking times do I have to get your fucking head into a space where it's the right space, I think, and then you get it fucking full of this shit?
Michael, this is... If there's going to be a path for administrators to put in... But you're saying that's not going to happen. It can't happen.
That's right. In the HSU East, it cannot.
Okay.
From the federal level.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's a state registered union, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But you don't... But anyway.
No, keep on going.
No, well, you don't think the Farrell government wouldn't be moving on that if
Well, of course they will. But you didn't tell me that.
You told me
it was the, you know, and I know you've been talking to Andrew Baby. I can tell the fucking language now, mate. Andrew mentioned that to you, didn't he?
No, that hasn't come from there.
Is he going to the meeting?
I presume he probably would be.
Why is he going? He's not an organiser.
No, I know.
Or it's in writing?
In writing?
Hmm.
What do you mean?
Why did you invite him if he's not an organiser?
Well, he's entitled to come if he wants to come. I've got no problem with that.
Well, mate, you've just fucking blown the whole fucking house up, mate.
Right.
The whole fucking house up because of your fucking paranoia about stuff that's not there. We've got this shredder on the fucking rack. We've got it on the fucking rack. We've got Tempe on the fucking rack. And you're going to fuck it up. You know that?
No, it's not intended to fuck it up. It's intended to try to get things moving in a direction that is...
Well, we had a fucking delegates direct meeting where we were going in a fucking direction.
Yeah, I get that. I was there.
I know. And we got a direction, don't we? Now we've got a misdirection, haven't we?
Well, mate, you can have the discussion this afternoon.
I will have the discussion this afternoon.
Okay.
And if you think I'm not fucking pissed off with you, mate, it's a fucking understatement. I thought we were mates. And you went around and you tried to fuck around Peter and fuck around me. And Bob. All those fucking people that sat in a room with you and said, mate, you got financial problems, we'll help you out, you're a mate. And you fucked us all over. You didn't mention it to fucking one of us. What sort of a person are you, for fuck's sake?
Okay, I get it. Thanks, mate.
Well, that was entertaining. Commissioner, I asked that transcript that you received to be able to get it.